What is up, guys? It is Stu, and it is another episode of the What the Fuck Gym Talk podcast. Recreate what Meetup.com did for your organic, you know, grassroots marketing efforts for brand awareness and some solid client acquisition. So if you're not familiar with Meetup.com, it was a company, I remember when I moved to Charlotte at like the end of 2008, going into 2009, it was interesting because it was a company that you could tell was trying to create community in cities around things like moms, a walking group for moms of, 3 to 6 year olds. They had meetups for, Ohio State Buckeye fans, meetups for NRA members, you name it, you could create a meetup. Anybody could create a meetup. And then you would log on to the site and you'd search your city or wherever you were traveling to, and you could search different groups, especially if you were new to the city. The idea was, as transplants go in and out of cities, and there's a lot of, nomadic moving around the United States at that time, people are going to want to find people with similar interests and meet up with them. Well, Meetup.com instantly got taken over by all the companies. I mean, I moved here to Charlotte in 2009. I started doing consulting work for a health club, and we were instantly, having meetups for moms looking to lose weight and like all this other, and it worked really well. Now they cracked down on that pretty quickly. And I'll be honest with you, probably after the first 2 or so years of using that in the health club I was working for, I didn't really ever go back and look at it until recently. So a lot of you guys are inside of Micro Gym University. You take the organic marketing courses, or if you've ever seen me speak in the past 2 years, most of the keynotes I've given are on organic marketing. I've spoken at Metabolics annual franchise conferences about this. It is one of the things that I've really put a lot of time and effort into developing because I was able to leverage it incredibly successfully in the gyms I own and the gyms I've consulted with. But this is a new element to this that I recommend, and I'm going to be, there's a new course at MGU coming out, the Organic Marketing Checklist, and it has a checklist, but it's got some new plays in it that I've evolved over the years. One of them is the meetup group. Now, while meetup.com is still a company, you could still go there and create an account and create a meetup. What we found to be even more successful than that, because again, I think a lot of people associate meetup, it got very spammy. So instead of that, I'm working with gyms who are creating local meetup groups in their city. And I think you can do this. I'm going to walk you through the step-by-step on how to do it and to leverage brand awareness and then potential client or at least prospect acquisition. So you need to look at your city and you need to get an idea. What would insert a group? People new here who just moved and are looking for connection and community. That's a group. That's a great group. What would, empty nesters? Maybe moms and dads who's, they've got a friend. They already have established friend circles, but their kids are gone. They're in college now. They have a lot more free time. What are they interested in? Maybe that's pickleball or hiking or whatever it may be. You could go ahead and if you're in a very like tech-savvy town, maybe it's like young entrepreneurs or startups, some type of entrepreneurial meetup group. Whatever the grouping is, you come up with that. That's on you. Figure it out in your market. Who's there? What kind of people are you running into? What's a group? Like, I had a guy hit me up, like, I'm in rural, where are they? Rural Nebraska. Well, everywhere is fucking rural Nebraska. What can I do? We don't have tech startups. We don't have, like, hunting? I don't do like fucking shit with farms, tractors. I don't fucking know. Fucking your sister or your cousin? I don't know, dude. Like whatever rural Nebraska does. But don't tell me that your area, we don't have anything anyone would want to meet up on. Bullshit. You can be in the middle of nowhere, Texas, and you could set up a meetup group that literally sits down and people evaluate, analyze, and critique high school football teams. I mean, you could be like the fucking this, a group that essentially sits there and does what the paid announcers on ESPN and the analysts on ESPN get paid to do and create a group like, hey, we're looking at this conference and this matchup coming up. And they meet the week before the Friday of the game at a coffee shop And I guarantee you, you get fucking 20 to 30 fucking Southern Texas high school football loving freaks to show up and just talk shop. You ever walked into a bar or a meeting place right before NFL and you'll see a group of like 40 men in there and you're like, what the fuck? Is that a NAMBLA meeting? What's going on in there? Those of you who don't know what NAMBLA is, good for you. You're not going to hell. It's a fucking fantasy draft league, football, fantasy football draft. I've literally like gone in for a meeting at a hotel and I thought, you know, meeting rooms and conferences are to the back. And I walked in on like 60 dudes doing their NFL fantasy draft that they rented out an entire spot for. So again, do not tell me you can't find shit to meet up on. You cannot find people in your community that have similar interest. All right. So once you've determined that group and what they're going to meet up on, then you go ahead and you need to create an entity, not a company, not an LLC, but just like a DBA that is not associated with your gym. The problem, the second you turn it into your gym's run club, your gym's mom meetup, or your gym's, you know, law students meetup, or whatever it is, you are going to find that they instantly feel the pitch. It feels like a sales gimmick. Okay, it'd be like if Pepsi had a, you know, casual meetup with beverages by Pepsi. You'd be like, oh, I guess I wonder what they're gonna fucking serve, right? Pepsi. Do not brand it with your gym. Brand it separately. This has nothing to do with your gym. Zero. This has 100% to do with you being a smart motherfucker and realizing that you have to be hyper locally relevant. You want to pretend that you are running for mayor, but you just happen to have a gym and you don't need votes. You just need people to know who you are, know that you're cool. They want to fuck with you, like fuck with you in a good way, like how the kids say it. And that, you know, you own this gym and you're located over there. And by proxy, they'll join or they will recommend you to somebody. Like, I'm telling you, the reason that I believe my success and that of most of the gym owners I work with, it's because they are well known in town. If I go visit any of my high performing clients, when we go into town, we can't go grab dinner or go to a pub or fucking get a cup of coffee or like without bumping into people like, ah, John, what's up, man? And then I'll be like, how do you know him? He goes, oh, dude, he's on, you know, he was the district attorney. He was a member of ours for 3 years. Or this guy owns my favorite barbershop I've been going to for a decade. Or that woman was, you know, my wife's one of her maids of honor, and she owns 6 flower shops in town. Like, hey, real quick, if you find this one of the many general content I give you in the podcast helpful at all, imagine what I could do if I actually had an in-depth look at your business. You have a CPA that does your taxes. You have a lawyer who creates your membership agreements and waivers. Why don't you have a consultant or a business coach that is able to go ahead and solve the problems that you're facing faster and for far less expensive than you trying to do it on your own? If you could constantly just get back to doing what you love and what you know best, which is servicing the clients, your business would be probably light years ahead of where it is now. If you want to work with someone on a daily, weekly, monthly basis until you no longer need me, until the problems are solved and you fire me, then go to Instagram and send me a DM at WTF Gym Talk. Give me an overview as to what you've got going on, and I'll let you know if it's a good thing for us to work together. Guys, back to the podcast. That, my friends, those of you that network well in your town, you're never at a loss for like word of mouth and organic. It's the people who never leave their fucking gym and expect everyone to come to them, that the business blows, and they just wonder, like, man, how does everyone else do it? They get the fuck outside their four walls. All right, back to the plan. So you've identified, hey, this is the group that I'm going to create a meetup on. All right, whatever that group is, I'm going to call it X. I'm going to call it, you know, Run CLT. So that's Charlotte, right? If I was coming up with a run club for Charlotte, call it Run CLT. I'm going to go on Canva. I'm not paying for a logo. I'm not paying for a website. There's $0 allocated to this, just time. I'm going to go just create a fucking logo on Canva, or you let AI do it, or just I just need a naming convention and an image to be associated with. I don't care what it is. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to start creating a meetup, and I'm going to pump it in my gym first. Hey guys, we are doing a meetup. We're doing a Run CLT meetup. essentially, this meetup is designed for people who either want to get into running for the first time ever, or those who just want to, you know, they're fit, but they want to incorporate it into their thing. We're going to ask local running coaches to come out every now and then. We're going to meet up at this place at this time consistently on the every Tuesday of the month. And we'll have, you know, 1, 3, 5, and, you know, 8 mile routes laid out. You're going to make maps of all of them, print them out, have digital versions. You're going to go ahead and ask local businesses, hey, brewery, hey, restaurant, hey, coffee shop, hey, whatever. I'm starting a meetup group for people who want to get into running on this part of town. We're not talking the entire city. You're talking about, unless you're a small city, you're talking about just a very small sector, right? Within a 1 mile radius for the metropolitan and the urban markets at the most. It's probably way less than that. You're probably doing like a 3 to 5 mile radius for the burbs. And I'm hosting this, and it's just for people to meet each other. That's it. That is the entire thing. If you go into it with a mission of, I just want to connect people with a similar interest, you'll do well. If you go into it with the, oh, I'm trying to get as many leads as possible, then fuck off, turn off the podcast right now, and go do something else. That's that you will fail at this. And then you'll tell people you heard it from me, and then I'll get a bad rap because you're a lazy fuck. Now, once you've gone ahead and you've created, like you've gone ahead, you got some people, you've got a location, a place, a time, hopefully it's somewhere else, hopefully maybe they're helping you advertise it, you just let it run. Give it 6 to 9 months. Look what Jason Kalipa did. Jason Kalipa, my boy Jason, if you haven't been paying attention, you know, owns NC Fit, very successful business owner, multiple different businesses. He started Train Hard. I had him on the podcast to talk about it, and Jason literally just threw a fucking flare up on his social media. Hey, for dads who want to train hard and get more physically active, or men really, he didn't just say dads, men, but I think a lot of them are dads, come on out to my house. He literally just invited him to his house. I think he started with like, I don't know, 10 dudes, right? And that's Jason Kalipa. He's got a much bigger fucking audience than you do, but he was only pulling from the local Bay Area. It's not like people from fucking, you know, Florida could have attended. Now, if Jason Kalipa, with his followership, is able to get, I don't know, 10, 20 guys the first time, you, with your followership, might get 2. And you should be fucking happy about 2. You should fucking go from 6 to midnight rock hard about 2 people showing up. Because if you got 2 on the first one, and you generally connect and hang out with these people and do the thing, whether it's, you know, you meet up with, you know, moms over 30, or, you know, maybe it's young moms, you know, young moms under 35, and they do a neighborhood walk, the hot mom walk, or whatever the fuck you want to call it. And you generally go out and meet them, and be a female for this. Don't be a dude doing the hot mom walk fucking meetup. That just looks creepy as fuck. I get it. I mean, killer fucking strategy, but don't do that. So anyway, I'm a bunch of perverts just setting up fucked up meetups. All right, so then you're a female, you're meeting with the moms, you're walking around. Like, just make friends, exchange numbers, and that's it. Do not talk about your gym on day one. Do you understand how this works? Do you see how it organically plays out? You show up there, you connect with people once a week, every 2 weeks, once a month, whatever the frequency is, and you just are increasing people who know you. And let me ask you this, fuckface, is there anyone who knows you that doesn't know you're a gym owner? I bet not. People are, you gym owners are just like sitting there just fucking like beating off, like, how the fuck do I come? I'm just trying to come as hard as I, like, you need to just chill. Stop trying to blow your load and sell everybody every second the first time you do a thing. I hosted an event and nobody signed up as my gym. Shut the fuck up. Host these events with the goal of growing your personal network, and people in your personal network know what you do. And guess what? If they like you and trust you and they enjoy their time with you, what do you think is going to naturally happen? They might come to the gym and check it out. Now, let's say this meetup gets big enough and it is something physical related, like you're working out, walking, whatever. You'd be like, hey, I'm going to have one of our coaches come through, you know, maybe like 4 months down the road. I'm going to have one of our coaches come through and stretch everyone out before the next hike. So, and when they come, hey, guys, just have them fill out a waiver, right? And then you can, you know, acquire this. And you'll probably have their contact information earlier on. Do not spam them. Do not blast them. I know so many of you guys are like, man, I really wish this was a faster, get rich, faster play. It's not, because there's no such thing. If there is, I'd tell you about it. I would have used it 10 times over. There's no such thing. I never thought about being in business for less than 20 years. I got very lucky, very fortunate to be able to retire from gym ownership in a decade, within a decade. But in my mindset, my mindset, I was never going to be done in business. I would be done with gym ownership at a certain time, but I looked at that as like a 20-year horizon. So if I'm thinking about a 20-year horizon, yes, it does make sense for me to start a meetup group twice a month for runners or dads who want to get into shooting or fucking, people who want to learn about commercial real estate or whatever to increase my network. I hate it. It sounds so fucking stupid. Like, it sounds just so cliche. Your network is your net worth. But it's honestly true. The more people know you, the more people that can connect you, buy from you, recommend you, refer you, all that, you know, work for you, hire you, all that. That's 1,000% accurate. So, guys, meetups, do them. I'm going to have Memorial. I'm pulling up to my kid's school. I got to go be a dad right now. But I got a full course on this dropping inside of Micro Gym University. If you're not enrolled, get your ass enrolled. If you are enrolled, keep your eye out. You should be getting an email here soon about the drop of this course. And until I talk to you guys in the next podcast, have a great fucking day.